The Lord be with you.
A
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. At that time, John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him because he does not follow us." Jesus replied, "Do not prevent him. There is no one who performs a mighty deed in my name who can at the same time speak ill of me. For whoever is not against us is for us. Anyone who gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ, amen, I say to you, will surely not lose his reward. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a great millstone were put around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life maimed than with two hands to go into Gehenna, into the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life crippled than with two feet to enter into Gehenna. If your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. Better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than with two eyes and be thrown into Gehenna, where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, some pretty tough words from Jesus there. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. If your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. Don't try that at home, okay? I don't think he meant it literally. But he's trying to underscore the importance of the one thing necessary in our lives is to get to heaven. Nothing else matters if you don't get to heaven. Right? The one thing necessary is that personal relationship with Jesus and living the life of grace. I don't care if you're Elon Musk or, you know, Steve Jobs or king of some empire or something. It doesn't matter. All of it goes up in smoke if you don't make it to eternal life. And keeping that in mind is real wisdom. That the most important thing we do is secure our salvation and keep that relationship with Jesus. In the next chapter of St. Mark, there's the story, I think we're going to probably read it in a couple of Sundays from now. You remember the story of the rich young man. And he comes to Jesus and says, "What must I do to be saved?" And Jesus says, "Keep the commandments," and goes on. He says, "Well, I've done that since I was young." And he was a good guy. Right? He always was a pretty upright guy. And Jesus says, "Well, there's one thing you lack. Go and sell all you have and give the money to the poor and come follow me." And it says the young man's face fell at those words because he was a man of great wealth. And he went away sad. Yeah, he was a pretty good guy. But the one thing he needed to do was to detach from all his material goods because they were crowding out God. God was in kind of second place. And him being wealthy and powerful was the most important thing to him. And he couldn't detach himself from all the material things. He wound up going away sad. Do we keep that one thing necessary in mind and live our lives that way? That's what Jesus is trying to talk to us about today. He says, "Whoever causes one of the little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a great millstone would be put around his neck and be thrown into the sea." Yeah, we forget about this so often today, right? The importance of good example. You know, we forget that with a very individualistic society we're in, and a lot of us have that tendency too, that at the root, though, we're really social animals, Right? We need each other. You know? We learn from the good example of others. We're taught by parents, hopefully, who have their values in place, right? They have their focus on God and good moral life. And then it's not just them, but it's our relatives and our friends and the people we associate and the whole society. We've gotten so polarized and broken up into little groups that we easily forget that in the modern world, that there are standards. You know, we call it culture, right? There's a culture that helps form us, and that society has a responsibility to us not to just let things go to pot. No, we have a responsibility as a society to keep up our standards, our moral standards. And those are often reflected in the law, justice and fairness, etc. Not, it's okay as long as you don't get caught or get away with anything you can. Those seem to be the standards today. And we have a responsibility to others around us too. We have that tarnished because we've gotten so cynical with our leaders, political leaders, celebrities, even church leaders sometimes let us down. The question is really, what do we owe to each other as individuals and as a society? Yeah, we owe to each other building each other up in a morally good way, with good example, with good leadership, with self-sacrifice, right? No. We need heroes among us. We need people of integrity. We need to learn from those examples. And it hurts us all when we have anti-testimonies, bad people leading us who lower the standard. But each of us needs to be conscious of the people we influence, especially your kids, your grandkids, your neighbors, the people in organizations you're in. They have a right to see you as an authentic person with real values. Otherwise, we lower everybody. And that's where I think the context in which we have to understand what Jesus is talking about, cut off your arm, pluck out your eye. He says, because there's one thing necessary, it's for us all to reach eternal life. And we don't get it automatically. It doesn't just come. It's not a birthright. You know, the most important thing is our relationship with Jesus. I don't know. I think of it like that makes demands on us, right? Like a person who gets married, right? They promise to be faithful. Okay. Well, technically, that means you're not going to sleep with somebody else. Okay. But it implies a whole lot of other things, too. Right? It means you're going to build up the other person. You're going to protect your relationship. You're not going to let anything into that relationship that is going to undermine it. For example, you don't go calling up old girlfriends, and you don't go spending all your time on social media, hunting around. No, that would be inconsistent with your fidelity. Well, so too in our relationship with God. What do we do with things that undermine it, that relationship? What we used to call, I still love the term, near occasions of sin. Jesus says, throw it away. Anything that'll undermine your relationship with the Lord, dump it, because it's putting your eternal life in danger. It may not be something sinful in itself, but it's going to lead you in the wrong direction. So often in society today, we deal with our stress and our unhappiness in so many unhealthy ways that alcohol, pot, food, mindless entertainment, or let's face it, we've become more and more of a gambling culture, right? People do that for thrill, but it's addictive and it's not healthy. Maybe you're a kind of person who suffers from anger and irritability all the time, right? It might be just part of you, who you are, your constitution, right? Everybody's got something that's not perfect, right? Well, you got to take care of that. Maybe you need more sleep. Maybe you need to eat right. Maybe you need to exercise. Maybe you need healthy entertainment. Otherwise, other people are going to suffer, people you need to be a good example to. Maybe you're the type of person who's just naturally a little cynical and sarcastic, like me. maybe you're feeding that. No. Maybe people like me need to be less of news junkies, right? Because it only makes you worse, makes you more cynical. Exposing yourself to polarization and arguments all the time. Well, maybe if you struggle with purity or lust, maybe you got to limit what you watch, the type of shows and movies, type of entertainment, or what you look at on the internet. Yeah, a little bit of fasting from all of that, what you put into your mind. Garbage in, garbage out. Maybe if you're a person that's given over to wasting time, yeah, plenty of people are like that. But catnip for you is scrolling through social media sites, wasting time. And after an hour and a half, you realize you learn nothing. You just filled your head up with junk. Clickbait. They got you to read some dumb articles written by artificial intelligence. You know, maybe you need to take some of your time and go volunteer and serve in a food pantry or homeless shelter. Maybe you need to join an organization and get together with other people and spend your time working together for good things. Yeah. Maybe if you're preoccupied with money when you're doing pretty well compared to 95% of the world, maybe you need to force yourself to give more away and trust God and find your peace in depending and trusting in God more than storing up treasure here on earth. God will bless it if you're generous and you detach yourself from your money. In all of this, we got to remember there's one thing necessary, and there's plenty of threats along the way. The one thing necessary is for us to get to eternal life and to keep that relationship with Jesus strong. And whatever your Achilles heel is, you got to be doing battle against anything that's going to lead you away from God. If you're not, the evil one is slowly, slowly, slowly going to find a way to trap you, because he only cares about one thing, that Jesus doesn't succeed in bringing you to eternal life. Let's keep in mind that it's worth cutting it off, plucking it out to achieve heaven.